Be'ezer Hashem Yisbo'chu, we begin the Perek Asiri, the 10th and final chapter in the Rambam Hilchos Shluchim B'Shutaf, in the laws of agents and of partnerships in the Sefer Kinyan Book of Acquisitions, where we continue the theme of the previous Perek, finishing off the concept of Shutaf and of partners, specifically regarding the claims and the oaths between partners. The Rambam begins Halach Alf regarding the concept of a Gilgul Shvuah together with the Shvuas HaShutafim, that there's ways to get someone to take an oath through a secondary evolutionary way with the oath of that partners have on each other. As Rambam begins, Shutuf Shaton al Chaveira. If a partner claims on his friend, Shekach hoyetunai b'neim, meaning and with his colleague, that this was a stipulation between them. Valoimer, and the other partner says, Lo hoyetunai b'zeim ha'ilim, that we never had such a stipulation at all. Oy Shaton, or he claims, Shaken shali hoyekach b'kach. The principle that I invested into this investment was this and this amount. Valoimer, the other one says, No, ein elapachas m'zeim, that was less than that. Oy Shaton, or he claims, Shekvar nasat l'cha shutafas. I already gave you the partnership. I already gave you your share. Valoimer says, Lo lekach, that's not true, I didn't take it. What I took was my merchandise. Well, Loimer, the other one says, no, Mishal Emtze, it was from the partnership, it was from the middle. And all that's similar to these types of claims, which are definite claims, but they're not from the types of concerns that would be a liability of a shutav, shvus ha-shutafim, which are the oaths that partners have to make, but it mandates a rabbinic oath. So, harishus b'yavateveya. So this is within the domain of the claimant to require b'shvua with an oath. If the claimant wants that the partner doesn't make a shvuas hashutafin, the oath of the partners, rather the yeshbiyai hesses, he's making him swear a rabbinic oath. Alatayna shakleifer, but regarding the claim that he's denying volume, and he says lohid varmi oilam, that there was no such thing, like a person that always, when he totally denies a claim, which he prefers to claim with this, because the primary oath is on the definite claim, where maybe that the defendant, the other party, will refrain from taking oath because he knows that on that point he's lying. Hadeza Meshbir, he can make him take that oath. Now, Vimratz, if he wants, Megalgul Lov Kol Elu HaDvarim, he can devolve on him all these things to swear about Veshvuah Sashatafin with the oath of the partners, which every partner can make the other one make an oath. Umashbir, and then there, hence, he can make him take an oath. But Tain is Safik, with his doubtful claim, Shlegazal to Klum Kol Yimei Hashatafis, I want you to swear that you didn't steal anything from me all the days of our partnership. Well, even though I don't have a definite claim on that, he can make him take that oath. And the Vishal Yibinenu Tanaikach, I want you to that swear that we had such a stipulation between us. Vishazu Haskar Shalcha, and that this was really your merchandise. Vinushaz Vishatli Kach Bakach, that you gave me this such and such. Vichin Kokaitz was anything similar to that, he can make him have through Gilgal Shavua to take the Shavua on these doubtful claims regarding to make sure that it is like he's saying. Allah Bez, regarding claims on the necessity of an oath or on the division. So if someone's claiming from his partner, you should make the oath of the partners, which you're allowed to make your partners take certain oaths. Hanitvaimer, the defendant says, what do you mean? We already dissolved this partnership. You have nothing by me at all. And once we divide, there's no Meshavuah Sashatafen, like we said in the previous parak, Allah Chazayin. But the one who's claiming says, we didn't divide yet. We didn't make a calculation. Or let's say the claimant says, Chalaknu, yeah, we did divide. But Amanas, we only divide on the condition that I'm going to make you take an oath of the partners whenever I want to. You didn't take the oath yet. Every single day you keep on pushing me off. Says the Rambam, he cannot make him take a doubtful oath because this is what's called a svek svekam. In general, the shubuah sashatafin itself is a doubt. We don't know. He's saying out of doubt. And additionally, there's an added element of doubt. We don't even know if there's an obligation of shubuah sashatafin because we don't even know if they're partners at all. So therefore, he cannot require him to take an oath. Now, filama hanitfa, even if the defendant says, kein chalaknu, it's true, we divided, v'nishlucha etzli, and you do have something still by me. But that's remaining, we only made it now as a debt that I owe you. Or you left a deposit by me. But there's no element of partnership here anymore. So even if there's witnesses that he was his partner, he cannot make him take an oath with this doubtful claim. And neither can make him take the rabbinic oath, because they already divided, they were never partners at all. And vafil al de gilgul, even through devolving, having it evolve from one oath to another one, you cannot require him. Lefisha imash bin hesses, because you cannot make a rabbinic oath. Ve'im agalgan, you cannot do gilgul shavua. Elam tonei davar, why can't you make it? Well, you're making a claim on the person. It's elam tan only if he claims davishem yoida, but only if it's something that if he would admit yichayv l'shal mamon, he would have to take, he would have to pay monies, and that if he's denying, so he could make him take an oath. Avol davishayv l'hoida, but regarding something that even if he would admit in the chayv l'shvu, the only liability would be an oath. So ein nishbalav. So that type of thing, you don't require an oath. Fafel de giggle, even through devolving this on him, and that's what it is here. If he would admit. What would he admit? To the claim of partnership, that would require him to take an oath. That wouldn't mandate a requirement of monies. So such a thing you cannot do through Gilgal Shvuah, because that's a Goyim rule, Bali Ra, those who are the leaders of instruction. Let's say he claims, you're still my partner. And this amount is what remains that we have together, that I have by you, which is a definite claim. Vizelium, and the other one says, no, chalakim, we already divided. You have nothing by me at all. You're never my partner ever. So what the defendant has to make a rabbinic oath, that he has nothing by him, and he could actually make a gilgul shvuah once he's swearing to make other oaths, you never robbed anything from me ever. But he cannot make him take through gilgul shvuah that he wasn't his partner or that we'd already divided him in the Tamish Brown, like we already explained in Halacha Beis, because even if he admitted, that would only require him an oath. And again, you cannot do gilgul shvuah or shvuah sesis on an oath. It would only be on something that if he admitted, he would have to pay. And here, if he admitted, he would have to take an oath. And therefore, he does not have to take that oath. Halacha Dalet continues regarding this shvuas hashutafen, the oaths of partners, to someone who was a denier. So toin, if someone makes a claim, shadayin shutafen anachta, we're still partners. And therefore, v'yeshli l'hashbiyacha b'tayin asabek, I can make you take an oath because of a doubtful claim, as we said in previous perek, regarding that concept. V'aloyim, the other one says, lo nishtataf b'mi'aylam, we never were partners. We're, had he said we were partners and we divided, he would actually be exempt from shvuah, like we said in Halacha Beis and the Gimel. But here he's saying, no, we're never partners, so I don't have to take this doubtful oath. The Hevi had to be Eidim. Now, the claimant brings witnesses. That's not true. We were partners. Oh, so subsequently the defendant comes back and he says, oh, you're right. Yeah, this is Chalakna, but we divided already. We dissolved the partnership. Ain't Shemla, we don't listen to him. Why not? Because he already was established to be as a denier for this oath, where if he says we were never partners, it's like as if he said we never dissolved, because you were never partners to dissolve. So since we have witnesses regarding the partnership, it's as if they're saying that you're still partners and you never dissolved it. And therefore, he has to swear the oath of the partnership. Now, although he's suspected regarding lying regarding this partnership, but that's not concerned, suspicion regarding stealing money, because it is possible that they were partners, but he has nothing left by him. And therefore, it wasn't denial of a money. Therefore, it obligates him to shavuot hashutafen. Mechen kol yitzvah, anything that's similar to this. Halacha continues regarding this shavuot hashutafen, the oath of the partners, does not have the ability to extract money. So, Reuven shehitil lakis arba meis dinam. So, if Reuven, he put into the pocket, into the partnership, 400 dinam. Vehitil shimon masayim and shimon, he put into the pot 200, total of 600. Nishtatvu, they became partners, v'nasam nasam biyachad, and they're doing business together with this invested money. Now, v'adeha mamin kuloi biyad Reuven. Now, all the money was by Reuven. And Reuven invested 400, and Shimon invested 200. But telling Reuven, now Reuven claims, he was dealing, wheeling, dealing, investing in stocks and all that. But telling Reuven, shepachas me'akeren chamesh meis dinam, he says, from the 600 that we had, we lost a principal of 500 dinar. Comes out, a loss for both of them of 250, which is the half of 500. So Einam, we don't say Yishava Reuven. Okay, let Reuven swear. Shavu is such a tough and shapach zekach, an oath of the partners that there was actually such a loss. And therefore, Vishalm Shim Chamish Min Beis. So now Shimon, who had invested originally 200, now owes another 50 to share halfway the loss of the 500. No. Ela rather Yishava Reuven Shavu is such a tough and shapach zekach. Yes, Reuven takes the oath of the partners that it diminished from the principal of 600, they lost 500 down to 100. And the Yelich B'mana Shabiyot B'vat, he walks away just with the remaining 100 that he has by him. And V'lo Yishalm Shimon Klum, and Shimon does not pay anything to share in the added 50 of the 250 loss of his half. Now, because the Shvuah is not to make him to pay. Now, telling Reuven, Shimon Yedei B'vat B'pachasu Shabpachas, so let's say Reuven claimed that Shimon definitively knows about this loss. So he's saying, you know about it. You're saying, I should swear. I know that you know that I lost 500, and therefore you have to share at 250, and you only invested 200 seed money, you have to add another 50. So you galgal al Shimon, so because of the shvuah shutafen, which is a very severe shvuah, so if Reuben could require and devolve on Shimon, she'eini yedea bevade schum apchas hazeh, that he doesn't definitively know that there was this loss. And if he doesn't know, then it's all coming from based on the Shavua Reuben, and that would not allow him to collect from Shimon another 50. But Shimon has to swear regarding that. Now, Vimlin Nesasik Shimon B'Shutav HaZuklah, but let's say Shimon was not involved in this partnership at all, where then it's not applicable a Shavua HaShutav on Shimon, then Yeshua B'Shimon Heses. But Shimon still has to make a rabbinic oath. She'eini yedea bevade bezeh hahefsed, that he doesn't definitively know about this loss, because if he did know, then he would be obligated to give another 50. And since he doesn't know, V'Potter, he's exempt, he doesn't have to add another 50. Now, not only that, another, not only that we don't extract money with a Shavuos HaShutafen from the pocket of one of the partners, sometimes even you could hold on to the partnership money, for example, if someone has it in his possession at that point, and it's not included in what we say that the partners are not from those who swear and take. That is, Elim Hoyizeh HaMonan there should be at Shimon. Let's say the remaining 100 from the 600, because they lost 500, was actually by Shimon. Cholken Oysa B'Shovet actually divided equally. I mean to say that not only is he not paying 50, he's actually taking 50 from the remaining 100. And the reason is, as the Rambam explains, She'eino Shutof Min HaShebo Menoitlim. A partner, the oaths that they take are not from those who swear and collect, K'dei She'yishov V'yitol Mash B'yad Chaver, that he can swear and take what's in by his friend's possession. Ela Nishba Meniftah. Rather, it's the type of oath that you let off the hook, or it's something that you take that you have by you. And therefore here, where who knows what happened, Shimon has the 100, so that's all he has, and that's part of the shutfus, they split that equally. And the fact that Reuben's swearing that what is a loss of 500, actually you even owe me 50, how could you take from 100? That won't help to collect from Shimon. Shimon will just say, well, we're partners, and I don't know what you're saying necessarily true, you're not Nishba Menaitel, and we're going to split equally what I have. Says Rambam, Vizor B'Denzei, you should be careful with this halacha, Shekrat Tov by Bali Ara, because those who are the leaders of instruction already erred in this halacha. Halacha above, the Rambam concludes, regarding claims on the borrower regarding a third party. So, Toin Shimon, if let's say Shimon claims, one of the partners, Sheyesh LeLevi Olav Chayv, Levi, a third party, has on him a debt, Bezuah Shetavis, regarding our partnership, mana of $100. So, if Shimon has from the partnership money, the amount of the debt, he could have given it to pay back to Levi. So, then when he's believed, because he has the ability, anything that's biyodoy, we believe you for. And when he's nachiv, so he pays back that amount of money to Levi. Then we calculate to split the division of the monies that the partnership has. But the name biyodoy, let's say Shimon didn't have in his possession to give that money. It was in some other bank account. He had no access to that. He's not believed to extract that money from Reuven, or from the merchandise, which we know is partnership monies. Because maybe Shimon Belevi are doing some type of a trick. I'll nixi Reuven on the assets of Reuven, where he's claiming to Levi, hey, I'll say that I owe you from the partnership. You'll take, and me and you will split. And then Reuven will lose from that because he has to share in the losses. Even if the loan was recorded in a document, which is written that it's on Shimon, not on the partnership, but Shimon is saying it's from the partnership, Reuben is not obligated to pay from it anything at all. But if Shimon claims, same idea as we said before, that Reuben knows definitively that this debt that's on me from Levi is because of the partnership that was working in that medium, and it's our shared debt, Yeshua Reuben has to, so Reuben has to take a rabbinic oath, oy, like they giggle, or being devolved from the Shavuos HaShutafen, he has to swear she'eini yedea shechayv zeh etzleinu, that he doesn't know that this debt is shared by both of us, and then Mishal Mishim Lechem Mishleim, and Shimon has to pay up the debt from his own pockets. The Rambam concludes regarding a partner that exempts the borrower who borrowed from the partnership. So too, the other way around. Let's say there's an outstanding debt on Levi, b'shem Shimon, in the name of Shimon as the lender, b'mei dinarim, for 100 dinarim. Mimam ha'shutaf is from the partnership money. He was doing a hard loan, let's say, for some third party that he has shared money with Reuven. V'amar Shimon, Shimon says, oh, nefrati, I already got paid back, v'chzart likis, I already put that money back into the pot. Or Shimon says, k'vat leizman l'shon l'shtayim, he doesn't owe it yet. I gave him a period of a year or two for this. In him, he's not believed. Why? Maybe it's a trick that he's doing with Reuben's money to siphon it off, to give it to Levi, to share with Levi. So the kids have done dinza, how do we qualify and judge this case? So Levi, kvar nifta by Shimon. Levi's off the hook because Shimon admits, he's like, oh, yeah, I was already paid up with that. Now, v'imloy hei b'shimin roi, if Shimon doesn't bring a proof to this extent, yishalme beisa, he has to pay from his own pocket, and if he doesn't have, he could try to claim from Levi, and v'yit bes Levi b'sef yisman shama, and he could claim from Levi at the end of the time that extended, which this on the case regarding, he says, oh, I gave him a year or two. So, that's Shimon's loss. Shimon would have to pay up to Reuven from his own pocket. He's claiming Levi what he did, let's say the year or two, at the end of that time. Then he would have to claim from Levi. Anything similar like this, this is Shimon's responsibility. Reuven, you cannot take money away from Reuven. That's what we're saying. It's not from the Shavu, it's Hanoitlin. It's only a Shavu to be paid to the Shavu, such a tough. And therefore, he wouldn't be able to extract money from Reuven. Slik lo hilcha shluchim b'shutafim, you have concluded the laws of the agency and the partners with Siat Deshmai.